Alan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm sorry we're not such a bad line. I'm really far away in Cape Town. I don't know how slow we are here.
Yeah, well, you know, by the time that we finished the sentence, you guys are not doing anything. So don't worry, we'll get on it. So tell me, you're doing a new...
delay,
exactly. It's very Cape Town appropriate. So you guys are doing a new play. It's called A Couch and Piano, and it's about divorce. I mean, it's a bit uncomfortable, don't you think?
Yeah. very comfortable subject. Also, I wrote a full-length musical, which is quite complex because it's what we call a five-hander, the five people involved. This particular play is a play that I've written with Kat Simone and Paul Spence, and it is a two-hander, just Kat Simone and myself on stage, and we are basically having a therapy. She's a divorcee, he's a therapist, and they kind of therapize each other with song, if you will. And so it's like a glorified therapy session.
So it's like a musical therapy, something between and one of those psychological programs on television with Kelsey Grammer. What was his name?
Frasier.
It was like Frasier on song. I could actually see that, Alan. I think it would make a lot of sense.
Frasier used to sing.
He did used to sing.
Didn't he have a piano?
It's true, actually. He had a piano as well. Alan, are you sure this isn't a plagiarized play? so tell me.
No, it's all good. So some of the music.
I'm sorry, what inspired this?
What inspired it? Kat's divorce, my divorce. I think it's a subject that is, sort of quite pertinent to a lot of people. And the processing of it, I mean, you go through it and you go through all the sort of Kubler-Ross stages of grief. When your marriage ends, and then you sort of work through the stuff, and eventually you come out the other side. And that's people. I meet people all the time. So I've been sort of divorced or separated or whatever 5 years, coming on 5 years or so. And I meet people all the time, and I hear these stories about what they went through, what they experienced, and some of that stuff has crept its way into this production. So hopefully it will resonate with people who I don't think that is only for people who've been divorced. It's about relationships in general. And we do, I think, have a few tickets to give you as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe Alan suggests that it's not necessarily for date night, but certainly if you're interested in relationships.
No, it is.
So just so you know what you're getting yourself into. We are going to give away some tickets. If you would like a ticket, you can SMS us on 34519. Fastest fingers first. Send us the name of the play. We would like to know the name of the play. 34519. And you might very well win those tickets. Now, the idea of adding songs in, because I've definitely seen plays with people on the couch, but the idea of turning it into musical kind of is a bit of a cross-genre idea when it comes to a play. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I guess so. But I think we're using the talents that Kat has. Certainly, Kat is an extraordinary performer. A lot of people know her. She has been back in South Africa for years. She worked in London for many years. She's a really amazing talent. So some of these songs are original songs, some of mine, some of hers, some we've written together, and a whole bunch of other covers that people will recognize. Basically what they do is they clarify each other, but they use song lyrics. So a lyric will trigger a thought, or a thought will trigger a lyric, and then we might sing part of the song, or sort of send it up or do whatever. But it's an interesting process, because it's been quite a cathartic process for both of us. Because you are processing. I don't think we're playing obviously these characters, but in many respects we're playing ourselves.
Yeah, it's got a bit of an autobiographical element to it. I see here from the 13th to the 25th of August, so you haven't had any chances to test this on the audiences yet.
No, not at all. This is a new play, and we don't know what it's going to turn out like, but the 13th and 14th are previews. We open on the 15th, or the opening night is on the 15th, and then we run just for the 2 weeks, and then we'll see how it goes. But if nothing else, I mean, if people, you know, even if the play aspect of it isn't your thing, the songs and the performance of the songs and the piano and guitar and whatever else is a fun element to watch, and that is suitable for date night action.
Yeah, absolutely true. The song side and the piano and whatever. So, all right. So go if you want to see some good theatre. Auto and General Theatre on the Square in Sandton between the 13th and 25th of August. Relationships, music, psychologists, right. The whole bang shoot. Something sounds like a divorce to remember, Alan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Alan Gross and Couch and Potato. And the winner from is Lance. Lance, thank you so much for SMSing in for Couch and the Potato. Lance, all right. That I don't know if that's an autocorrect, but we'll give it to you because you were the first one. So thank you so much for SMSing in. It sounds interesting. Plays, I like to see something a little bit different, and go out there and support our local artists who are doing different things. It's very, very cool.